Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, and here's some news for mid-May 2020. Now, there's a little bit of news and a bunch of Kickstarters and one big digital release this week, so I'll do a normal news show this time. Next time, I'm likely going to have to go back to a couple of quick hit reviews again. So if there's a couple games or a game you want me to do a quick hit review of on the Munchkin Minute, please hit me up on Major Spoilers Discord or at Geek Jock Blog on Twitter, and I'd be happy to do that review for you. As previously mentioned here on the Munchkin Minute, Days of Wonder and Blizzard are going to be combining to release Small World of Warcraft. This month, they released a little more info on the upcoming title. Now, the release MSRP appears to be about $60, which is normal for a Small World brand. I bet you'll probably be able to find it in the wild for about $50 when it is out. Now, there's also a few pictures of it. So initially, when I saw some of the pictures in the teaser trailer, which I'll link in the show notes here, that launch teaser trailer, it looked like just kind of a real basic reskin of the original Small World, because a lot of the abilities looked very much like the same as the older versions. But I've done some more digging, and it does look quite a bit like a different game and a lot of new updated things. The islands on the map look great. The factions play a huge part in this game, and all the ability combos look just to be a little different, enough different that I think that it's going to be a new feel for that Small World crowd. Now, what Small World is, you're kind of doing area control on a map to get some points, and you're going to have kind of a faction or an ability, and then it's going to be an ability and kind of a race each side, and they'll be mixed up throughout the game, and you'll kind of have that combination. All the races are going to have kind of that faction feel from World of Warcraft, so I think that's going to be really good for the theme, and that'll kind of play a good role in the game. Hopefully, they'll also have the treasure mechanic that they had in Small World Underground, which I think would really be thematic for Small World of Warcraft in that whole theme. So this one will be out this summer from Asmodee, well, from Days of Wonder, which is an Asmodee company, but through Days of Wonder. And this is a Philippi Kaerts old school game, the original Small World, excellent, excellent game. So this one is one I'm really looking forward to. Sticking with the whole Asmodee thing, Ticket to Ride Amsterdam was announced that it'd be releasing later this year in September. Now, they mention it as a quote-unquote 3 minutes to learn in hours of gameplay, which means this could be a very good starting place for those who are really don't like board games at all, because Ticket to Ride is already one of those best gateway games out there, and this one seems like a my first Ticket to Ride, so it's interesting to see who exactly this version is for, because, I mean, it looks decent, but in my opinion, there's no real need for an introductory to Ticket to Ride, because Ticket to Ride is already an easy gateway game or easy to get into, unless you're just kind of unless you're a completionist or you really just want to show somebody a light version of Ticket to Ride, then this might be for you, but I guess we'll hold complete judgment until we see this released later this year. A couple of June releases, Forgotten Waters from Plaid Hat Games and Cult Express. They both seem very, very cool. So Forgotten Waters is in that whole kind of Crossroads game universe, and it's also kind of a storybook game because you're playing all of the game out of the storybook. It has an app that goes along with it, which helps you out with the Crossroads, kind of the card plays. So you're going to be playing over six scenarios. You're going to have a lot of really story-driven things. Your character, what's really cool about this game is that your character, when you kind of create it, there's a lot of randomization in there. Even your name is kind of randomized. Really, really fun. Just kind of a real cool way to get kind of the history of it all. And then playing into the game, as you get different skills, it'll be different each time. You'll get kind of different skills up, and that'll kind of translate into the different Crossroads cards and the different scenarios and the whole story. I mean, this is a really cool game. You can play this one. Plays about 3 to 7 players, and it does take a little while, mostly because it's kind of story-driven, but also each little scenario isn't really all that long, or it doesn't feel all that long, but it does have this whole real overarching, really cool campaign or epic story feel to it. Check that one out. Again, even though it's kind of app-driven, and you don't really need a lot of that because of just the way the game plays, but it doesn't feel overly appy, where some people just don't want to even be bothered with anything that is this much app-driven. This has the right feel with that app to it. Really, really cool game. Very kind of medium, light to medium weight game, but it's very family-friendly in the way because of the story and just kind of the cheeky nature. It's just really cool stories. Like, I can't say stories. stories enough, but just kind of that whole narrative feel. So check that out. That is Forgotten Waters. Also released more of a companion so that you can play it with other people, where only one person has to have the game, and you can kind of play it over the internet, whether it be Skype or however you want to connect, which is something they just released. I would check out theplaidhat.com. Check out their website for that, because that's something that's really cool that the company publisher has released this week. Also, what I was mentioning, Cult Super Express will be out in June. This is a new version of Cult Express, which is a really, really cool game with kind of the way that the cards resolve is very, very cool. This one seems to be a much quicker, and looks like they've changed it from kind of to a Last Gunfighter Standing rather than who has the most loot at the end of the train ride. This one is 15 to 20 minutes and a $20 price tag. Now, original Cult Express has a really cool app, which has kind of a campaign feel or almost like a solo feel, but you can also play with other players. That game is really good. I think it's about $30 to $40, but it's multiplayer and a little longer than obviously 15 to 20 minutes. I think it's like a one-hour wonder there, but the way you play the cards and kind of you're playing them either face up or face down into this kind of pile, and then they resolve as you kind of put out the cards. I'm assuming that Cult Express the Cult Super Express will have kind of the same feel, but it will actually be able to, you're eliminating people in this game kind of since everybody loves Fortnite now and kind of the last person standing, that's kind of what they're going for there. Moving on to Privateer Press announced the release date for a previously kickstarted miniatures game called Warcaster. They're going to release all the production line in August. In the game, you're going to put together an army of about 20 or so minis and have a scenario-driven battle. This is one that's going to use dice and cards. Now, the quote-unquote Warcasters is pretty much what you are. You're going to be calling your each person playing is going to be a Warcaster, and you're going to use a deck of cards to command and control your army in battle. Now, Privateer Press has a really good history of solid minis, and this could be a really good entry into a new or, kind of a less hardcore mini-style battle game for people that might be a bit intimidated by the really hardcore the mini battle crowd, like Warhammer and those games that have been established for a while. Don't get me wrong, those are great games, just sometimes there's a huge barrier to entry and very intimidating. So this could be kind of getting in on the ground floor if you're that type of player. This could be a good way to do it. Now, there's going to be three starter sets, all of which will retail at about $70. And there's going to be a bunch of other add-on sets or individual minis that you can add to your army. Check that one out. It looks really, really cool in there. Renegade Game Studios is going to release another expansion to Clank. This is going to be called Clank Adventuring Party. Now, this is going to be for Clank or Clank Legacy, because at the end of Clank Legacy, you're ended up with kind of your own map and kind of the game is still playable. So this expansion will be good for either regular Clank or that Clank Legacy. This one will be out in September. Now, obviously, it requires the base game or the Clank Legacy game. There's going to be six characters, each with asymmetrical starting decks, which is really cool. That games are starting, the deck building games are starting to embrace this, because normally in Clank, everybody will start with the same deck, but all the different versions and expansions are coming with asymmetrical, where they're all balanced, but the starting deck kind of pushes you in a one style of play. Really love that whole thing. There's going to be a dwarf agent, there's going to be an elf, an orc, a mage, a monkey bot prime, and a cat called Whiskers. This one's going to be $30 for this expansion. And if you pre-order through your local game store, you'll receive a promo card called Lightning Reflexes. Let's move on over to Kickstarters this week. I wanted to give a congratulations to Isaac Childress and Frosthaven, Cephalofair Games. It became the biggest board game Kickstarter ever at over 13 million. And again, I'd like to thank Isaac for including me in the group of guest designers for the final version. Hopefully everyone out there will like the scenario I have come up with. So let's start off with Railroad Inc. Challenge. This one has about 2.5 weeks to go. Well funded, had a $20,000 goal, but it's up almost to about $400,000 right now. This is a roll and write. This is going to be a quick playing roll and write. And the initial game was Railroad Inc. This one is Railroad Inc. Challenge. This is for 1 to 4 players. There's going to be a lot more player interaction in this one, but there's also a solo version, which is going to be included there. This one is about $20 for the basic pledge. There's a standard, quote-unquote standard pledge, in which you'll get another die and some more stretch goals. But the standard version, you can get 20, the regular version about 20, or the standard version is, quote-unquote, standard version is about 35. There's also an urban planner, which has a giant storage box for everything and some more markers for it to be included. Look for that one. Their release is about December later this year. Next up, hey, more of a pirate theme we've got here. Sea of Legends. This is another one where it's kind of an app-driven game where you're kind of got an app companion where it will remember some of the choices that you made in the game. This one is 1 to 4 players, plays about 40 minutes per player. Again, you're going to get that whole story thing going on there with app-driven world where, again, the decisions you make will kind of resonate throughout the later in the game. It'll help you to keep that whole story version. The base game has $90 pledge. This one is well-funded, about 2.5 weeks to go. And looks like this one will be released about early next year in about February. Got some cool minis in there. Has an all-in pledge as well for $155, which has some expansions and some other things in there. But this one looks really cool. I think, Pirates seems to be the new zombies right now as everyone's putting out a pirate game. But I do like how they're using the app to kind of, drive the game and really make it more of a story feel to it. Next up, we'll talk about Maharaja. This one is an updated version of Maharaja, which was an older game by Kramer and Kiesling, a Euro game. This one's got some new updates from Simone Luciani, another great, great designer. This one has got about 2 weeks to go. This one is put up by Cranio Creations. There's Cranio had a couple of stumbling blocks with the Barrage Kickstarter, but they've said they've really gone back to the drawing board and really going to be more cognizant of their fulfillment. They've got a little more distribution, so their fulfillment goes a little bit easier. This one is well-funded, about $80,000 as of this release, and it's got about 14 days to go, and they are saying, so this base pledge, about 30 euros, which is about $33, about 35 euros and $38 for the Cranio Veterans Early Bird. That's if you are if you have back some of the Cranio games in the past, or the regular game for about 40 euros or $44. Out there as well. There's a bunch of different levels. The game they said was going to be about 60 euros release. So if you want to get on this, you'll get a good about a $15 discount on a price tag. That's 2 to 4 players, 12 and up, plays in about 90 minutes. This one's going to be kind of a medium weight Euro game because it is a little bit heavier of a type game. But if you do like Euro games and you like Kramer and Kiesling, they are great designers. This is going to be a good one to check out. There's also the second edition and anniversary edition of Island Siege. Island Siege is a great two-player game. This was out by Ape Games. I think it was 2013. Really solid. It's a fast-playing game. You're going to be building, you're kind of constructing your fort and colonizing in the Caribbean. You're going to be building some more forts and defending the colonists and kind of getting your colonists out on there, and you're going to be scoring some points. Really solid game. This is kind of a cheaper one, which is a really good game. It's going to be about a week to go by the time you're hearing this. It's only going to be about $30 to get in on that. That's a $30 with some more goals and some coins, or you can just get the scrapped down version, which is $21. Either way, those are good versions right there. That's really solid. Those are going to be your only real pledge versions, either with the coins or without. But Island Siege, great game. I'd call it more of a two-player game, but I believe they say on there that it must be supported for 1 to 4, but just this one's really a good two-player game there. But that's a solid game. And finally, for the Munchkin Land podcast, we got to tell you about the Steve Jackson game. So, of course, it wouldn't be the Munchkin Minute without something from Steve Jackson. So they've got the Steve Jackson Games Summer 2020 T-shirt collection. This is funded, about 2 weeks to go. There's a bunch of really, really cool T-shirts that were on there. So check that one out. You can get a lot of different games, from Car Wars and other really cool T-shirts in that whole theme of Steve Jackson games. Check that one out as well. Really, really cool there. Finally, let's head over to the digital release realm. Blood Rage Digital Edition is going to release on Steam on May 27th, but you can get it now cheaper. You should still have some time by the time you're listening to this to get that $17.99 or the $18 early bird release, early access kind of release before it goes out there. This is a crazy minis-based board game with some area control, some fighting, some card play, tableau building, Euro feel, and kind of a fighting Ameritrash game. It's got everything to it. It looks like it captures that really crazy Ameritrash feel on a computer. Check one out. This is the game itself is nutty. It's so nutty that there really isn't so much balance, but just everything, if everything is overpowered, is anything really overpowered? But really, really cool game. I want you to check that one out. Again, for $20, a little less than $20, you can't go wrong with this one on Steam. And you'll be a multiplayer, and just the animations and everything else look really, really cool. I'll put the link to the Steam page. You can see the trailer there as well. Really looks really good. Hey, thanks for joining me today. If you see any games or any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockBlog on Twitter. Or you can also check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and Major Spoilers crew. You can put a little comment right there on this release if there's something you want me to feature, or if there's like one of these games you really, really like. As always, I'm Dan and Board Game Man, and you can catch me at the Geek All-Stars podcast and also on Friday edition of TMSPM, where I do a board game segment with Scott and Brian. Hope everybody has a great May and a great Memorial Day weekend. I'll check everyone right after that with a couple of reviews. But everyone stay safe and have some fun with family and friends.
This podcast is copyright 2020 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.